Simplicity Parenting, read by me, the author, Kim John Payne. This is actually the second part and final part of the introduction. If as a society we're embracing speed, it's partially because we are swimming with anxiety. Feed this concern and that worry, and we're running as fast as we can to avoid problems and sidestep danger. We address parenting with the same anxious gaze, rushing from this enrichment opportunity to that, sensing hidden gems and new hazards all the while, doing our level best to provide our children with every advantage known or soon to be invented. This book is not about hidden dangers, quick fixes, or limited time opportunities. It's about the long haul, the big picture, a reverence for childhood. When we act out of reverence instead of fear, our motivation is stronger, our inspiration boundless. The good news is that there are many things we can do as a parent to protect the environment of childhood, to protect the ideal environment for the slow emergence of identities, resilience, and well-being. Many of the concepts in this book have their roots in the principles of Waldorf education, one of the most used forms of independent education worldwide. Waldorf education emphasizes the imagination and the development of the whole child, the heart, the hands, as well as the head. The simplification regime outlined in this book is eminently doable by any family with the inclination and the motivation. The steps I outline in this book should be considered as a menu, not a checklist, for which you can choose what is workable and sustainable for your own family. Each family will have its own issues, areas of emphasis, and levels of commitment. There's no right order in which to work through these different levels, and no right or wrong time to begin. Just a comment here, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in the years since the book was written, it's quite a number of years now, is that this point of starting where you feel confident to start, with what you feel doable, with what that small doable change can bring, that's the place to start. You know, this term small doable change is often used now, particularly with our many coaches, Simplicity Parenting, Family Life coaches, and other coaches all around the world, this small doable change. So some parents will feel, you know, that they want to begin with toys and books and just decide to unclutter that way. Other parents will begin in another whole area. They may begin with being careful of adult communication and unguarded conversations around kids. And other parents will choose something completely different. The beginning point is what's really important here. And what's really struck me as well is that it's not so much a big change we're looking for, but a small trajectory shift, just a small angle shift. 1 or 2 degrees, you know, can mean that over the years we're in a whole different place to where we would have been if we hadn't have made that small change, because we're in parenting for the long term. So just a tiny degree shift in where we were going and the trajectory of where we're going today means we're in such a healthy place in a few years' time. So now I'll go back to the reading, which will overview these 4 layers of simplicity. The 4 layers of simplification will serve as a roadmap as you navigate your own way. Each layer will be addressed in detail in this chapter ahead. In chapter 1, we look at the reasons why simplifying is so critical and effective. We'll also consider how to reclaim the dreams you hold for your family, as these will be your motivation going forward. A short meditation on parenting instincts reminds you, before we get into the practical work of simplifying, of what you already know. Chapter 2 will help you reorganize and address the overload in your children in much the same way as you might do when a little one has a physical fever. Chapter 3 begins at the doorway of your child's bedroom as we begin to reduce the clutter of too many toys, too many books, and too many choices. Rhythm is another form of simplification, and we'll address this in Chapter 4. A more rhythmical daily life establishes beachheads, small islands of calm and predictability in the flow of time. We'll look at how meals and bedtimes can establish the major chords of a day's melody and consider other possibility for notes and pauses that a child can count on along the way. From rhythm, we'll look deeper into the patterns of children's days to consider their schedules. In Chapter 5, we'll see how balance, particularly active days with calmer ones, challenging the notion that free time is free to be filled with lessons, practice, play dates, appointments. The principle that too much stuff and too many choices is problematic for children can be applied to most aspects in simple daily life. In Chapter 6, we'll consider ways to filter out adult information and concerns from our homes and our children's awareness. We'll look at parental involvement and the ties that bind us to children, ties that must stretch without breaking, as a child circles out and back again, on towards independence. We'll consider ways to simplify our parental involvement and back out of hyper-parenting by building a sense of security in our children that they can internalize and carry with them as they grow. We'll learn ways to simplify our involvement, increase our trust, allow connection rather than anxiety to characterize the relationship we build with our children. It's never too late to bring inspiration and attention to the flow of family life. Parents of young children may find seeds to plant here towards a family life that continues to protect and nurture as children grow. But every stage in a family's evolution can benefit from a little more space and grace and a little less speed and clutter. Another point to remember as we begin is that simplification is often about doing less and trusting more. Trusting that if they have time and security, children will explore their worlds in a way and at a pace that works best for them. In my descriptions of how I work with other families, you'll see what might work for your own. No expert is required. In reading stories I share along the way, you'll have moments of recognition and inspiration. My hope is that you'll come back to this book and continue to draw ideas and encouragement from it as your children grow. When your daily life may seem like a radio bandwidth full of static, simplification allows you, with much more regularity and clarity, to tune in to your own true signal as a parent. I think you'll find that very gratifying, actually, to feel your inner authenticity develop as you bring more awareness and attention to your relationship with your children. And with this process comes more opportunities to see more deeply into who your children are becoming. I sincerely hope this book, and my reading of it now, will inspire you, give you hope, comfort, insight and ideas now as your children grow. And this point of not needing an expert, if I can just comment on that. So many parenting books about childhood tend to disempower a parent. they tend to subjugate the parent, de-alpha the parent, and put the parent in a secondary role and the author actually in a primary role. You know, I'm not a big fan of parenting books, which I know is weird because I write so many of them. But my sincere hope is that this book will help you find your own voice, actually, even though that might be a cliche, but it's really true, and not see anyone else as a parenting expert that's got to be followed. You know, our kids need us to speak in our own voice, to stand on our own ground, and, you know, that's the point of this book, is not to try and teach anything. You know, over the years of doing tons of workshops, one of the things that's been said is that, you know, this is a really unusual book, Kim. I mean, people have said it often, is that it doesn't actually try and ask us to do a single thing. It just asks us to do less. And that's always really great to hear. So that's the end of the introduction. In the next reading, we'll begin in on the full body of the book. Okay.